I'm Tom Martin with a preview of this week's edition of Eastern Standard. We're following the progress in Frankfurt of Senate Bill 148.
This bill is basically asking for zoning regulations to be eased for family child care homes.
Becky Stacy, Administration and Advocacy Director at the Appalachian Early Childhood Network in Hazard.
We feel that they aren't the same as other businesses and neighborhoods. There's not going to be traffic issues or parking issues and those kinds of things. But typically, family child care homes have been looked at in the same way as other businesses.
50% of Kentucky is described by Kentucky youth advocates as a child care desert, an especially difficult situation for first responders and essential workers who have kids.
We've seen parents who have had to quit well-paying jobs because they don't qualify for child care help.
The bill has moved to the House of Representatives for consideration and a vote. Courage in the spotlight in the latest in Jim Trimble's series on the virtues of a democratic society.
What is the role of courage when it comes to effective school leadership?
Jim's guest, Dr. Kathy Lassiter, author of Everyday Courage for School Leaders.
I wanted to write a book that might be helpful to school leaders to understand the impact of having courage as a leader and the impact of not having courage as a leader and how that impacts the performance of staff and how it impacts the performance of students and the satisfaction of parents who are served by a school.
And parents, yes, you too.
Parents are not used to having children at home and monitoring their learning so closely and having to be the technology person in the home so that students can access their learning. And so we've seen tremendous courage on the part of parents, and I will say tremendous determination on the part of parents to gain access for their children to technology that they heretofore have not had.
And we'll hear about the courage to admit to mistake, a mistake. After all, we do all make them. He is an accomplished cellist, singer, and composer. And back in November, Ben Solly came down with COVID.
It's not just a bad flu. We don't know what the long-term impacts of COVID are. It's possible I might never regain my smell and taste. That's a possibility.
Ben, his wife, and three children caught the virus. Everybody else recovered. He's still dealing with it.
Myself and a lot of others that are going through this are kind of having to adjust to a new normal within the new normal, right? So we're all having to live differently in pandemic times and lockdown. And then within that lockdown, you're kind of learning how to work within your new boundaries that have been given to you by this long-term syndrome.
But in the meantime, the film Land, directed by and starring Robin Wright, was released. And with it, a gorgeous soundtrack composed and performed by Ben Solly and Time for Three. Ever wonder how they do that? Compose music that's just right for the mood or action in any given moment of a film? I ask, and Ben Solly walks us through the process, as well as how Robin Wright found his music. And speaking of courage, music, and cellos, Lexington cellist Cecilia Wright on her debut album, Another Human, and what it is about that cello that makes it so compelling.
I think it's a combination of the tone, but also the range of the instrument.
It's all on this week's edition of Eastern Standard, Thursday at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 6 p.m., here on 88.9 and on our mobile app. For Eastern Standard and WEKU, I'm Tom Martin.